This is a photograph I have in my office, and maybe you've seen it if you've met with me. I'm with Johnny Van Zandt here. He's the lead singer for the southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd. We became friends over 10 years ago through common friends. It's a long story. And I visited with him last on his birthday, which was February 27th. Remember, he's the younger brother to the Van Zandt brothers. Ronnie perished in the 1977 plane crash. Ronnie was only 29. And his other older brother is Donnie, who, remember, started the band 38 Special, another fan of the 80s, right? And so we're at the State Fair here before he played there a couple of years ago. People look at this photo and they say, hey, that's really cool. Look at him point to you. Well, Johnny Van Zandt often does this during photos because he's showing you something. And what he wants you to see is the inverted tattoo on his forearm, which is right there, John 3:16. John 3:16 is from our gospel today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. This is what Johnny Van Zandt wants you to see in photos, and when he's performing during a concert. He's a profound man of faith in Jesus Christ, and I witnessed his faith when he lost his daughter a few years ago, or should I say, his faith was a witness to me during that terrible loss in his life a few years ago. John 3:16 can be found spray painted on a bridge. It's found on jewelry. You see it at sporting events, right? On poster card behind home plate. Tim Tebow had John 3:16 on his eye black during the 2009 National Championship game. Millions Googled John 3:16 during that game. At the Phoenix Open last year, all afternoon, I looked at an airplane pulling a banner, John 3:16. What is it about the joy and the hope that John 3:16 brings to so many people? Well, look at it this way. The most known and the most loved book in the world is the Bible. I'll step out and I'll say that. And in the Bible, the most loved part of it is the New Testament. And the most loved part of the New Testament are the books of the Gospels, right? That's where we hear the words of Jesus. And it's fair to say that the most loved gospel is John. That's why the church has given the Gospel of John the symbol of the eagle, right? Because it soars above the other three. And the most loved verse in John is chapter 3, verse 16. So we can say, can't we, that the most loved sentence in the world is John 3:16. That's why you see it, and now you'll see it even more. That's why it brings so much joy and hope to people. But isn't there a point of over-inundation? Not that we get tired of it, but maybe a saturation point. And we as Catholics can begin to think it's not for us because we don't show our faith a lot. And Tim Tebow and Johnny Van Zandt are not Catholics. They are evangelical Christians. But I'm here today to tell you that John 3:16 is for us. First, our early Catholic tradition formulated the New Testament as we have it today. We wrote that. We formulated that. And our saints have been writing about John 3:16 for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Notably, one is St. Thomas Aquinas. By the way, and this year, we are commemorating his 750th anniversary of death. St. Thomas Aquinas died in 1274. St. Thomas Aquinas wrote about John 3:16 over 750 years ago. And he said that this verse is the best example of the signs that God's love is the greatest love ever. And he said there are four signs to prove that, and the fourth is the most profound, whereby he said, whoever believes and does inherit eternal life obtains that eternal life only through our Lord's death on the cross. For us Catholics, John 3:16 has always been inextricably combined with our Lord on the cross. That's why Jesus said before John 3:16, he said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So whoever believes will live. We believe in the lifting up. He took our place. That's how things were made right. Many years ago, I was visiting with one of my friends from Williston, which means there's a 95% chance that friend from Williston will not be a Catholic, right? It's a very Lutheran place. And my friend said that the Catholic Church has never gotten around to taking the body of Jesus down from the cross. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, in all of our Lutheran churches, we have the cross because our Lord is resurrected and the cross is empty. And I said to her, well, look at it this way. The cross in and of itself is an instrument of torture and execution. The cross was invented by the Babylonians, perfected by the Romans to crucify criminals as the most painful and the most humiliating way to die. That's where we get the word excruciating, right? If something is excruciating, it doesn't feel good. The word excruciating means from the cross. It's an instrument of execution. But I said to her, if you put the Son of Man on it, if you put the incarnate God on it, if you put the one whose birth was the greatest event in human history, if you put that one dead on it, everything changes. Everybody has to look at it and ask, why? Everybody has to ask, what did it mean? What does it mean for me? Everybody has to ask, do I believe in that much love for me? Pope Francis called that much love madness. He said it's virtual madness that God can love us that much. By having his Son lifted up to die for us. And so before Lent ends, I want you to do what Pope Francis recommended people do when he gave a homily on this verse, John 3:16, a couple of years ago. Pope Francis said, just look at it in silence. Look at his wounds, he said. Look at his pierced heart. Look at his dead body. Pope Francis said, look at it all, the crucified Christ. He said, just sit in silence and look at the Son of God annihilated. He used that word, annihilated. Look at the Son of God annihilated out of love for you. That's John 3:16. And that is why, my dear people, we haven't gotten around to taking our Lord down from the cross yet. Because any eternal life inherited by any believer is obtained through that. That, my dear people, is how God so loved the world. That is what I want you to think about the next time you see it somewhere, somehow. Amen.